Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, if you could clamp.
Uh-huh.
If you clamp a mule, you've done the same thing. You've sterilized.
Uh-huh. What about on any other one besides castrate, talking about a pig?
Cutting.
Okay. And then you wouldn't call him a boar, you'd call him a...
Well, I've heard the terms, but I'm not a hog raiser, so it's gotten away from me.
You ever heard bar or bear?
Yes, I've heard of that term. Mm-hmm. But it you know, really doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
What do you call the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back? That, you know, when he's angry, they come up.
Oh. I couldn't call them.
Say on a brush. What do you call those?
The bristles.
Uh-huh.
Bristles.
Okay. And the big teeth that a hog has.
Tusk.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for the hog.
Hog trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of these, you say I had three or four?
Troughs.
Okay. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild boar.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say the calf...
He bellers?
Huh?
He bellers?
Okay.
And, or he bawls a lot.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes when... The loud noise when the calf's taken away from her?
Well, she bellers.
Okay. And what about the gentle noise that she makes at feeding time?
Moves.
Okay. And the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Neighs.
Okay, but the gentler noise than that?
Bray? No, that's jay.
I'd say when he recognizes another horse.
Knickers or...
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, say you had to go out and feed the
horses and the cows.
Okay, would you use a general word, though? Feed the critters or feed the stock?
Well, the stock would be a term that would envelop all of them.
What about a general word for hens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
A general word, the flock.
Okay, would you say you have to go out and feed the...
I couldn't use one that I would use automatically, because it just something comes to me.
Okay. And what a hen on a nest of eggs, you call
a setter.
Okay. And the place where you keep chickens.
Hen house.
Okay. Any other places?
Chicken house.
They have the same thing.
Yeah.
What about a smaller place just for the mother hen and the chicks?
Well, we have smaller places, but exactly what it's called, I don't have a name for it.
What do the places look like?
It's just a small cage-like area, mm-hmm. Usually low on the ground, big enough for, you know, a few square feet in area.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the container you might ship chickens in?
A chicken cage.
Mm-hmm. You ever speak of cook or coop?
Yeah, chicken coop, yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's what I was trying to refer to. Well, it's a little small building, more or less, that a few chickens might stay in.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you eat chicken, the part of the chicken, the bone that goes...
The breastbone or the wishbone?
Okay. The wishbone?
Wishbone, yes.
Any other term for that?
The wishbone. I don't remember.
Were there any stories about that?
Oh, yes. You break it off, and the one who gets the longest piece gets the wish.